This week's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So we felt that it was important to try to correct some of that misinformation and hopefully provide a more complete picture of the case and a more accurate picture of what's actually happening in the case.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right at the outset, they focused on the high level of payments that occurred in 2009 to cotton producers. One of the things that we wanted to make sure that readers understood is that actually some of the payments that were included in that total, specifically direct payments and crop insurance payments, were not found to be at fault as part of the dispute and are in fact not even a part of the dispute with Brazil. I think the other point to make is those payments in 2009 were actually at an elevated level due to the low prices that we saw as demand contracted amid the global recession. If you look at where prices are right now, we don't anticipate that we'll see hardly any spending on those price-based components of the program, specifically the marketing loan and the countercyclical program for the 2010 crop.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They specifically mentioned that the WTO panel ruled against the 2008 Farm Bill, when in fact that's not at all accurate. The decision by the WTO panel was actually based off policies that were set in place in the 2002 Farm Bill that have subsequently been replaced by the 2008 Farm Bill. And also, the decision was based off of market conditions as they related to the 2005 marketing year. So in fact, we've seen policy changes both in cotton as well as the Export Credit Guarantee Program as part of the 2008 Farm Bill, and we're seeing a market situation that is much different today than it was back in 2005.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Another fault of the Wall Street Journal's editorial was the fact that they did not even mention the Export Credit Guarantee or GSM 102 program as part of this editorial. So it essentially made it sound as if the entire case was just based off of the cotton program, when in fact the Export Credit Guarantee program for essentially all commodities has been a part of the case since day one. And if you look at the arbitration panel's ruling, most of the retaliation authority that Brazil now has is associated with the Export Credit Guarantee program, and in fact not the cotton program. And so I think it was important to point out that a lot of the aspects of the case that we're currently dealing with are in fact related to the Export Credit Guarantee program and not the cotton program.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They did mischaracterize the fund that was agreed to between the United States and Brazil. There will be a fund established that will be equivalent to $147.3 million. That was part of the negotiated settlement that occurred between the United States and Brazil and that was announced in April. That's a temporary fund to essentially bridge the gap until we get through the 2012 Farm Bill. One of the things that the Wall Street Journal indicated was that that was a fund set up for payments to Brazilian cotton farmers, when in fact that's not accurate. Direct payments to Brazilian cotton farmers are expressly forbid as part of the negotiated agreement between the U.S. and Brazil. Those funds have to be used for capacity building and technical assistance, and there's also transparency and auditing requirements that go along with those funds. And I think it's important to point out this is really just a bridge that will allow Congress the necessary time to debate any potential changes to the cotton program and the Export Credit Guarantee Program, but do it as part of the 2012 Farm Bill debate.